This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Clear Creek County Sheriff's Office still insists that the deputy who shot and killed a driver in June thought the man was going to stab an officer on scene and posed a danger to others. Siddhartha Rathod, a lawyer for the man's family, calls that claim unacceptable.
Since this is the official position of the Clear Creek Sheriff's Department, the Glass family calls on the Colorado Attorney General's Office and Department of Justice to immediately intervene.
The shooting is getting international attention. Christian Glass was in his car at the time of the shooting after he called 911 for help. Governor Polis condemned the shooting in a statement. He said the tragedy should never have happened and called it, quote, an unspeakable loss. The state's attorney general has not commented on the case. Colorado's minimum wage will jump nearly 9% next year to $13.65 an hour. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports the increase is due to inflation.
The new hourly wage will take effect January 1st. The state's minimum wage is adjusted annually to account for inflation. In Denver, the minimum wage will be even higher, at more than $17 an hour. Paula Cole is a professor of economics at the University of Denver. She says the yearly increase helps workers, but it's not a panacea for inflation.
It doesn't offset the pain that workers were feeling this year because of prices being higher now.
The increase will more likely help workers in rural areas where wages are usually lower. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Right now in Boulder, it's 73 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 72 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.